verses 1 through 12. Seeing the crowd, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Habitation of your house, and the place where your glory dwells. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, we've been saying this for a few weeks, that at Faith Lutheran we are rooted in Christ. We've talked about how the roots of a plant give it the nutrients it needs from the soil and water and stability, helping it to stand firm, stand strong. When roots sink deeply into soil, plants thrive. They grow strong and they bear fruit. They fulfill their purpose. Here's the truth. God gives you purpose. Sometimes the purpose that God gives you is not the purpose that you want. In our reading today, Jesus shows us this. Think about it. Jesus is speaking about what it means to be blessed. This is part of the Sermon on the Mount, the beginning part of it. It's called the Beatitudes, which just is a fancy word of way of saying the blessed ares, the ways that we're blessed, the Beatitudes. And notice what Jesus describes when he says how we are blessed. The blessings that he describes are not actually blessings that most people would say, "Boy, I'd really like that." No. Listen to what he says in verse 3. He says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Right away, you see the word poor, and you think, "No, I don't want that." And what specifically is Jesus saying we are to be poor in? Poor in spirit. That means to be humble or to be humbled. That is to know that you don't know it all. To maybe even know that you've made some mistakes, maybe quite a lot of mistakes, big mistakes. Someone who feels small. Unworthy. That person, Jesus says, is blessed. They will receive the kingdom of heaven when they trust in Jesus. You see, they know that there's nothing they can do to earn God's favor. It has to be given to them by the master of all things. And Jesus freely gives us the kingdom as we humbly trust in him. Okay, verse 4. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Mourning means feeling sadness. Sadness because you've lost something or someone. Maybe even that means that someone who you love has died. And that produces mourning, deep sadness. Now that's obviously not something that you and I want. But Jesus says that when we mourn, we are blessed. Not by the loss or the sadness that goes with it, but by the comfort that God grants when we believe his promise. Let's take death, for instance. Many years ago, my grandmother died. Now, she was 98 years old when she died. But even now, I miss her. I wish she wasn't gone. I wish that I could sit with her and talk with her and listen to her. It's sad when we think about that. We mourn because we've lost someone that we love. But my grandmother believed in Jesus, and she taught me about Jesus. And today, she is with him in paradise. That's the comfort of God's word. It says that there's hope, that there's a future, and it's rooted in the promise that God makes to us through Jesus for all who believe in him. All right, let's do one more of these. Verse 7, blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Merciful. So to be merciful requires that someone has said or done something to you to wrong you. Maybe someone said something mean to you, or took something from you, or broke a promise to you, or lied about you. And because of that, it would make sense, wouldn't it, for you maybe to not be that person's friend anymore. But mercy says, no, I will withhold punishment, and instead I will be kind and friendly and loving, even to the person who has treated me badly. That's mercy. Mercy is closely connected to forgiveness. But mercy is hard because it means someone has hurt us and we don't want to be hurt. And we don't want to show mercy to the one who's hurt us. But Jesus says when we show mercy, we are blessed because we receive mercy. Indeed, we have received mercy. Even though we are sinners who make mistakes, sometimes disobeying God, our parents, our teachers, yet God has shown his great mercy to us. For he has not punished us for our sins. Instead, in Christ, he has paid the punishment himself through his death on the cross. The cross is God's mercy. The cross is God's love. The cross is forgiveness for you. And so we, who have received mercy, can show mercy to others. And all of this means that we are rooted in Christ. It means love and mercy for us and through us to all people. In the name of Jesus, amen. We continue with the Te Deum, and before we start singing, I want to turn ahead to verses 5 and 6. So we'll go ahead just a couple of slides to 5 and 6. There we go. So the first four verses are songs of praise. Praise God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the whole company of heaven, the angels singing praise to God because he's so great, right? And then verses 5 through 6, this is where the song kind of has that darker tone to it. Do you remember that? It gets that, and it gets, Vonda would know. Is it a minor chord? I don't know. A key? Yeah, it's a darker. It feels darker. And it's talking about Jesus humbling himself and enduring the cross, even death for you and for me, and now sitting at the right hand of God in glory, and the promise that he will come to be our judge. Now, judge, that's a word that worries us, right? Because judgment means the things that we've done wrong, we are called to account for. But we remember that when Jesus is our judge, he judges us on the basis of his work, right? He says, yes, you are a poor sinner, But yes, I died for you. And so when he comes to be our judge, he judges us on that basis as we have faith in him. And so these verses 5 and 6 focus in on the work of Jesus before 7, 8, 9 then cry out to him again for help and mercy. All right, so we'll stand to sing the Te Deum.